Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We continue our post-mincha exploration of Shorash Aleph of the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos. And as I alluded to a week ago, a lot of the interesting discourse within the Shorashim of the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos, particularly the discourse between the Rambam and the Ramban, is centered around their understanding of different respective mitzvos. Of course, again, there's debate about the general principles, and we discussed that extensively, but then there's also discussion of how particular mitzvos fit into the paradigms that the Rambam and the Ramban discuss, and really much of the rich conceptual, many of the rich conceptual ramifications of the Shorashim pertain to their treatment of individual mitzvos and how they see them fitting into the principles that they describe. And that's certainly true of Shorash Aleph, of Shorash Beis, really of many of the Shorashim, but hopefully today, and again, we'll have an opportunity, I guess, on Thursday also. Okay, we'll discuss. We'll discuss some particular examples that the Rambam and the Ramban debate, beginning with the mitzvah of Hallel that I want to discuss today. When the Rambam is attacking the Bahag, we noted that the Rambam himself is enamored with the Lashon of the Gemara Maseches Makos that says, Nitnu Moshe B'Sinai, the mitzvahs were given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Arsinai. That's why he rejected the notion of mitzvahs to Rabbanon being included in the count, and that was his proofs, one of his proofs against the Bahag. And he says that also will discredit some of the particular mitzvahs that the Bahag himself counted. And he starts with Hallel. He says, just look at the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says that it was given to Moshe at Arsinai. V'yimna kriyas ha-Hallel. And the Bahag counted the reading of Hallel. Sheshibeach bo David alav ha-shalom. Sheshibeach bo David alav ha-shalom. Hakel yisala shetziva bo Moshe. He says, he's taking these things that were composed, these Tehillim, which were composed by David HaMelech. Tehillim, of course, Hallel, of course, comes from Sefer Tehillim. It's composed by David HaMelech. And he's placing it under these mitzvos that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he gives other examples as well. The Yimna Ner Chanukah, we said that Ner Chanukah was a classic example of mitzvah to Rabbanon that's counted. Shekavu Chachamim Bayis Sheni, Chen Mikra Megillah. Then he goes on to include Chanukah and Megillah, which we said are almost paradigmatic mitzvahs to Rabbanon that were instituted far later than Moshe B'Sinai. But he starts with this attack on the Bahag from Hallel, which comes from the writings of David HaMelech. How can you say that that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai? We have the Gemara Maseches Brachos on Daf Yudalef and Aleph that also explicates that Hallel is Midrabanan. There, the Gemara Brachos Daf Yudalef is talking about Hefsek and Kriyashma, different places where you can stop, where you can't stop. And the Brachos Kriyashma and Kriyashma itself. What if you're in the middle of a paragraph of Kriyashma? What if you're between the Parshios of Kriyashma? There, the Gemara poses the question, Ba'aminei Achitana Devei Rabbi Chia Me Rabbi Chia, Hallel of Megillah Ma'u Sheyafsek. What is the Halachos of being Mafsek in Hallel or Megillah? And then the Gemara suggests, Amrinon Kal V'Chomer, Kriyashma to Oraisa Posek, Hallel, De Rabbanon Mibaya. Kriyashma, which is to Oraisa, we have rules that you're allowed to make a Hefsek in certain places. Should we say Kal V'Chomer, that's true, for Hallel, which is Midrabanon? O Dilma Persume Nisa Adif, or would we say that Persume Nisa elevates Hallel and puts it into a higher level, in a sense, than even Kriyashma? Even though Kriyashma has to be to Oraisa, Persume Nisa would dictate that you can't have a Hefsek in Hallel. So it's one instance where Persume Nisa takes Tindrabanan and elevates it to a higher status. We have other paradigms of that in the halacha as well. But that's the discussion in the Gemara, which clearly says explicitly, Halal is Tindrabanan. Now, of course, that Gemara in and of itself doesn't preclude the Bahag's inclusion of Halal in his Taryag Mitzvos, because the whole point of the Shoresh is the Bahag counts Mitzvos Tindrabanan. But the Rambam says it really doesn't make sense when you consider the fact that David HaMelech is the one who composed it, and the Gemara says, Nidal Moshe B'Sinai. Now, the Ramban, when he challenges the Rambam on this, points out what I think is a pretty obvious question on the Rambam, based on a shita of the Rambam himself. What's the Ramban's obvious question on the Rambam? The Rambam himself is guilty of this. In what mitzvah? In the mitzvah of tefillah. There's a famous machlokas in the Rambam and the Ramban. Is tefillah mita oraisa or mita rabbanon? Right? The Rambam says tefillah is mita oraisa. The Ramban says tefillah is mita rabbanon. Maybe be'is tzara. It's a mitzvah mita oraisa. Right? The Ramban says, who composed tefillah? Who composed it? Look in the Gemara Megillah, Daf Yeches, it was the Anshe Knesset Sagadolo who composed our tefillos. So you're giving the Bahag a hard time for the fact that Hallel was composed by David HaMelech. You yourself, Rambam, have a mitzvah of tefillah, which was composed later than David HaMelech. HaPeliyah she'amar ha-Rav Zatzal v'esponin v'espal ha-heich nashav she'kriyas ha-Hallel she'shbiyah po'David lakel sh'Moshe Rabbeinu tzivanu ba. How could Moshe Rabbeinu have commanded us in Hallel, which David HaMelech wrote? What's stranger to me, the Ramban says, is the this attack itself of the Rambam. Shu atzmon banu b'mitzvos, mitzvah hei, l'espalonol, sh'ne'emar v'avadtem es Hashem Elokeichem b'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem. The Rambam himself counts the mitzvah of tefillah in mitzvah hei, v'yadua ki b'talmud omrim tadur tefillah d'rabbanan, m'forosh amru, anshe k'neses ha'gadola, tiknu lo ham li'yisrael, brachas kedushas v'avdolos. And we have plenty of references to the fact that tefillah itself was composed by the anshe k'neses ha'gadola, was not composed by Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So if you're going to count that as a mitzvah, why are you giving the Bahag such a hard time? He notes, and how would the Rambam count tefillah as a mitzvah? The Rambam himself explicates for all that. It's all in tefillah parak aleph. The Rambam begins Hilchos Tefillah by saying that the mitzvah de oraisa is just to pray on a daily basis, not to pray shachar is mincha and mariv, not to have particular tefillos, not to recite the text of Shemona Esrei, to engage in some kind of dialogue with the Ribono Shel Olam, to speak to Hashem, is a mitzvah on a daily basis, and that's a d'oraisa mitzvah. Mitzvah say lehispalo b'chol yom shenemar v'avadtem Hashem Elokeichem. That's how the Rambam begins Hilchos Tefillah. He says, Ein minyan ha-tefilos min ha-Torah, at the end of that halacha, the number of tefilos that we recite every day is not a de'oraisa obligation. Three times is not an obligation. Ve'ein mishnah ha-tefilah hazos min ha-Torah, ve'ein le-tefilah zman kavua min ha-Torah, the zmanim, the particular formulations, that's not mi de'oraisa, all that is mi de'rabbanan. But the mitzvah itself is mi de'oraisa. And the Bahag effectively says, why are you giving the Bahag, the Ramban says, why are you giving the Bahag such a hard time? He could say the same thing. The mitzvah de'oraisa was to praise Hashem. That's the mitzvah of halal. Later on, David HaMelech wrote a particularly poetic and beautiful formulation, divinely inspired formulation, never to be surpassed or repeated. So we decided to take that formula that David HaMelech composed, and we use that as our expression of Hallel, the same way you, Rambam, have this formulation that was composed later that was used as tefillah. He gives other examples, too. He says, V'chein hashir shebemigdash min ha-Torah. The shira that the Levim used to sing while a karbon was being brought. There's a gemara in Erech and Dafir Aleph that suggests that it's ma'akev the karbon. So clearly it's mida oraisa. And what would the Levim sing? What would they sing? He says, What would the Levim sing in the Beis HaMikdash? We know very well. We know it from our davening. We know it from Shabbos davening. We know it from our Shir Shal Yom. They would recite Mizmorei Tehillim. So you have that same paradigm operative there as well. Why all of a sudden here are you so upset at the Bahag's inclusion of the mitzvah of Halal? That's the Ramban's defense of the Bahag, and I think it's a compelling defense of the Bahag. So of course, as always, the question is, where does the Rambam's kasha come from? So here, I think what the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban opens up is a very fundamental question about the nature of Halal. And if you ask me, I think the reason why the Rambam is so horrified by the Bahag's inclusion of Halal in Mitzvot De'oraisa, the reason why he's uncomfortable using his own paradigm by Tefillah for the Bahag is because of the particular way that the Rambam understands this mitzvah. When it comes to Halal, we can raise the question as to whether Halal is indeed a generic mitzvah to praise Hashem, the way the Ramban is constructing it, or is it a mitzvah of Kriyas HaHalal? It's a mitzvah of Kriya. It's a mitzvah of recitation. Think about the bracha that we recite on Halal. We don't say Asher Kedushanu V'Tzivanu L'Halal Es Hashem. We say Likro Es HaHalal. The bracha is to read the Halal. Now you might point out, that's of course our Nusach HaBracha. The Rambam himself did not have that Nusach HaBracha. The Rambam himself had the Nusach HaBracha of Ligmor Es HaHalal. But I think the lashon of Ligmor Es HaHalal, if you look at the way it's interpreted by the Nosach Kalim on the Rambam, is even further with this notion, or takes this notion of Kriya even further. If you look at the Agos Maimonios Os Gimel on the Rambam, he says, our Minhag of Ashkenazim, the Maharam Rutenberg, would not say Ligmor Es HaHalal, he would say Likro Es HaHalal. Why? Says, Ligmor es halal means to complete the recitation of halal, and says that goes by Munios, it implies that if you miss a single os, if you miss a single letter, then you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah. Now, of course, if you take the Ramban's paradigm that he's suggesting for halal, would you say that if you miss a word, if you miss a letter, you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah? Of course not. Fundamentally, the mitzvah is to praise Hashem, and we happen to do it through the text that David HaMelech composed for us. But it's not like Kriyas HaTorah, for example, where if you miss a single word, then somehow you haven't been yotzei your mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of general halal. But the Hagos Maimonides is saying, if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam's Nosach HaBracha, it sounds like everything needs to be recited. And if you miss anything, then you perhaps have not fulfilled your mitzvah. It fits the paradigms in the Gemara and Brachos Daf Yadalad that we just described. The Gemara there is talking about Hallel u'megillah ma'u sheyafsek. Hallel, there are three mitzvos discussed in that Gemara in Maseches Brachos. One is Hallel, the other is Megillah, and the third is Kriyat Shema. When it comes to the other two mitzvos, aside from Hallel, both of them are clearly mitzvos of Kriya. Nobody would suggest that there's a mitzvah de Oraisa to tell the story of Mordechai and Esther, and then later the Megillah was composed, so we happen to tell that story through the text of the Megillah. The mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah of Kriya. It's Kriyas HaMegillah. The mitzvah of Shema is a mitzvah of Kriya Shema. We don't refer to Tefillah as Kriyas Amida, Kriya Shema Esrei. When it comes to Shema specifically, it's a mitzvah of reciting the text. And we know that you need to recite the parshios of Kriya Shema. How many parshios, how many psukim, that's a major machlokas among the Rishonim as to how much is included in that mitzvah to Oraisa, but it is a mitzvah of Kriya. If you look at the Rambam's own paradigm for Kriya Shema, it seems that there are almost two mitzvahs going on at the same time. The Rambam in Mitzvah Beis quotes the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, declaring the oneness of Hashem, which is similar to what we would perhaps call Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. The Rambam quotes the proof text as Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad for that mitzvah. But then, I think it's in Mitzvah Tes, seven mitzvahs later, the Rambam quotes another mitzvah of Kriya Shema, of the recitation of Shema. It's a recitation mitzvah that requires a text itself. And perhaps that is how the Rambam understands Hallel. It's not a general mitzvah to praise. It's a mitzvah of reading a particular text. When the Rambam refers to the mitzvah of Hallel in Megillah v'Chanukah Perek Gimel, which is where the Rambam discusses the mitzvahs of Hallel, he consistently refers to the mitzvah as Kriyas HaHallel. Over and over again. Look through the Rambam over there. In the Rambam in Chanukah Perek Gimel, he refers to the mitzvah as Kriyas HaHallel because for him, it is a mitzvah of Kriya. Now, once it's a mitzvah of Kriya, it is inconceivable to say that it is a mitzvah mida oraisa, because again, it's rooted, the mitzvah itself, the very definition and nature of the mitzvah is rooted in a particular text that was composed after the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. And perhaps it's the Rambam's own understanding of Hallel that prevents or precludes any possibility of constructing a paradigm like the Rambam's own paradigm when it comes to Tevilah. What you emerge with is a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about the nature of this mitzvah of Hallel. What is Hallel all about? Is it just a mitzvah of praising Hashem, the way the Ramban says, that we happen to do through a particular text? It's akin to Tefillah. Or, according to the Rambam, is it almost more akin to Kriyas HaTorah or Kriya Shema in terms of the way that we recite and perform this mitzvah? And again, it becomes a great paradigm in how the Rambam and the Ramban's own discussions of the nature of various mitzvahs and how they fit into these principles can impact the particular conceptual nature of a mitzvah itself. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll see another example or perhaps a couple more examples later this week.